Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is to share a few moments of your Sunday morning today. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so glad to be able to share this time with you. We pray this morning that you're up. If you're able today, that you're making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord. If you're not able, we hope and pray something will be said and done throughout the day here on the station. It would be a help to you that might comfort and lift you this morning. And we just want to be able to do what God would have us to do. We pray this morning again that you're up and making that preparation. We'd invite you to join us out at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Sunday school will start at 10 o'clock this morning. Worship follows at about 11, and then Wednesday evening, while we come back at 6 o'clock for a youth service and an adult Bible study, been studying out of the book of Psalms in our Bible study, and we'd invite you to join us for that. We enjoy the time the Lord's given us, enjoy the opportunities that He's provided for us, and we're just glad to be able to share this time with you this morning. And we've got so many things to pray about. We live there in the community of Trenton, and our community's been hit by tragedy this week, as you've watched the news or heard on the news. So we want you to remember those families that have been touched. We'd like you to remember the family of Brother Claude Robertson this morning. He's a great warrior for the cause of God. He was heard here over the radio from Cherry Valley for many years, and so I know he was familiar to many this morning, and he went home to be with the Lord this week, and so we want to remember his family too today. And we'd invite you again, just join us now in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, as we come to you this morning, God, we recognize as the psalmist of old, Lord, our frailties, God. Oh, Lord, we recognize, God, the weakness of this old body and man, God. And Father, Lord, we wonder sometimes how it's possible, God, you can get any glory out of such creatures high as us today. But, oh, God, we know this morning, Lord, that it's not us, but it's you high that liveth within us today, God, that the only good in man Father, the only righteousness possible is from you this morning. Our Lord God, as we come before you in this hour, how we would ask that you might bless this time that you've granted it to us, Lord. And God, that you might bless the times that'll follow, Lord. And Brother Mark and those that'll come throughout the day, God. Our Father, that you just lift them up and use them, God. To your honor and your glory, God. Our Father, we can't help but wonder this morning how many more days might lie before us, God. Our Father, as we see the events and we see the things that are so swiftly coming to pass, and God, it gives us that sense of urgency, Lord. And God, it reminds us of the great need, our Father, to lay down our arguments and our feuds and our fusses, Lord. And God, to come together for the cause and upbuilding your mighty kingdom, Lord. And God, that we might be able by your mercy and grace, according to your holy word, reach a lost and a dying world before it's too late. And God, we've got so many this morning that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, seemingly going on unconcerned. God, Father, oh God, again we pray this morning that you might send that convicting spirit, God, that you might cause them to see their need of a Savior before it's too late today. And God, we'd ask you this morning, will your children gather and assemble, Father, that you be one in the midst with them, Lord God, that you be present with them, Father, and if they's lost among them, save them, we pray. And God, we come to you this morning on behalf of the various families, God, that have lost their loved ones. Father, we've seen the young and the elder called out alike. Father, we know this morning, and God, that this is the way that's coming unto man. How, Lord, we come on behalf of their families, God. How that you might help them to look to you. How for the comfort and strength they need. How, Father, that you might direct their hearts. How in such a way, Lord, how that they'd surrender to you. How fully and completely this morning, God. How, Father God, we pray this morning, how that you would bless those, God, how that's been touched by the tragedies around the world. And Lord, we come unto you this morning, how seeking your leadership and guidance. How, Father, Solomon of old asked, how for wisdom to go in and out among your people. How for yours is a great people this morning. Oh God, we see how we feel so unworthy this morning. And God, just help us to stand. How, Father, bless the reading of your word. How the teaching and the preaching thereof this morning. And God, again, the ones that will come after a while today. How, Father, bless them, Lord. And God, and once again, Father, how bless them in the service of our country, God. Our Father, we pray this morning that you'd watch over them. I protect them and bring them home to their families again. God, oh God, so much to ask. Our Father, so much to do. And Father, so feeble. How this morning, but we trust you today, God. How that in this hour, how in this day, God, how that your will would be accomplished, O Lord. I bless again now your word. For we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm going to try to read a few verses this morning out of the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. For sin, I shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Boys, that's good to remember this morning. Aren't you glad? You're under grace this morning. Aren't you glad? Brother, God's got something for me and you this morning. I better read on. I want you to notice his words. Brother, for those of you that don't know this morning, I hear it from time to time. You Baptists believe this, you believe that. Let me tell you what we believe. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law but under grace. God forbid. You mark it down, my friend. You remember it this morning. That's what we teach and believe today. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, which was delivered you. Brother, I'm going to stop there this morning. Not because the lesson's done, but because time will soon slip away. Brother, understand this morning, that you and I must believe, from the heart, that form of doctrine which was delivered unto us. Yes, my friend, doctrine's not a dirty word. Brother, it's what we believe today. I'm not talking about man's doctrine. Brother, it fills volumes and libraries. I'm talking about the doctrine of the Bible. I'm that of the Word of God this morning. You only find it in one text. Brother, the opening book says, in the beginning God created. Brother, the final chapter tells of a heavenly home that awaits his children. Brother, the doctrine we hold, we teach and preach this morning, is that of the Word of God. And yes, my my friend, how the only way from earth to glory is to believe from the heart, brother. It's not found in the traditions of men. It's not found in membership. Brother, it's not found in the works of the flesh. Brother, when we read on in the book of Romans, Paul makes it clear, how faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Brother, today, ye must believe from the heart. That's all we can tell you this morning. Brother, there's no magic potion. There's no catchphrases today. Brother, it comes down to this. You acknowledging and recognizing that you're a sinner, lost and undone, hell-bound. Brother, when you get tired of it, when the Spirit of God shows you your separation, your iniquity, brother, reveals to you that you're lost and undone, brother, now you're getting where you need to be, brother, when you understand that without Jesus as your Savior, brother, I'm glad Mama left this world with a testimony and a promise. Brother, I'm glad before Dad departed, brother, he told me it was all right. He had settled it with the Lord. Brother, I'm glad this morning that one day many years ago on an old altar of prayer, the old account was settled. Brother, I repented of my sin. I cried out unto the Lord. Save me, lest I perish. Brother, we live in a time, in a place this morning, people say they deserve this, you don't deserve that. I'm sorry, we live in an age of entitlement, because it makes it more difficult for people to accept the gospel. And brother, the Spirit of God is able to break through it all. Brother, if you received what we deserved, we'd be hellbound. But bless God, this morning I've received redemption, salvation. I am the name and through and by Jesus Christ our Lord. And brother, and when he died upon that cross, he didn't just die for me, he died for you also. And brother, he paid the price in full, that you wouldn't have to die and go to that place called hell. And brother, the question this morning, who do you serve? Not what do you think you deserve, but who do you serve? Who do you yield your members to? Brother, you might think this, some man might have told you that. Brother, how does your life line up with the word of God? How this morning does the Spirit bear witness? Brother, you know right now in your heart your condition today. It's not a mystery. It's not hid from God. You know exactly where you might stand. Paul said, God be thanked. Brother, I'm glad this morning I can thank him for saving me. I can thank him. Brother, so many things in this old world. Brother, it all started a long time ago, down on my knees before my Lord. I repented of my sin. Brother, I believed from my heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto me. And this morning the Apostle Paul says a little further over, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you failed and hurt him this morning, you do that. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.